A colleague here at NPR West will soon become a parent. And like many others, first-timers especially, Ben Elkin and his wife Brooke are awed by the mystery of their developing child. There's little mystery, though, about the gender. Ben's family claims it has produced only boys for the past 16 generations, a long line of rabbis who've kept pretty good records about this kind of thing. Our correspondent, Karen Grigsby Bates, joined the happy couple to listen in on a recent modern moment of medical discovery.
There's a foot.
Oh, my God.
And then there's the other foot.
Oh,
it's down there, too. That's the other foot.
If you've had a child in the last dozen years or so, you probably recognize that sound immediately. Is the sound of first-time parents falling in love with their unborn child via an ultrasound portrait. Ben and Brooke Elkin are in the Santa Monica office of Brooke's obstetrician, Dr. Lori Renard. They've told the doctor about the family proclivity for Y chromosome babies, so she's interested in seeing whether that tradition remains unbroken. The hazy ultrasound image has just told her something. Over the machine's hum, the doctor gives them the news.
I think it is a boy. Right there's the scrotum, right there's the penis, okay?
Can't say I didn't warn you.
I'm so not surprised.
So 16 generations of Elkin tradition remain intact. How does that feel?
This is now going to be the 17th.
17 now.
Oh, man.
Ben takes this family phenomenon for granted, but Brooke's searching for the reason there apparently won't be any ruffled dresses or patent leather Mary Janes in her future. She runs a theory past Dr. Renard.
So what do you think? Do you think it's genetic if you've got 17 generations of only boys?
Well, that sounds like something's going on there, huh?
I mean, do you think it would mean their exes don't swim very fast?
Yeah, something like that.
Meanwhile, now that he knows for sure who's rolling around in his wife's tummy, Ben reflects on how it feels.
I'm excited. I can't say I'm surprised, to say the least. I was always pretty sure what we were going to find. So, as Brooke said, it's kind of anticlimactic. It's like, oh, yep, of course.
He even considers playing a practical joke on his relatives, something to rattle their assumptions for a moment.
So now you're going to go to the phone, call all the relatives, and what do you say?
It's a girl!
And after they pick themselves up from the floor...
What do you think it is? It's a boy. Come on. What else could it be?
Well, that's a good question. Males determine a baby's gender, and male sperm contains both male and female chromosomes. Whether one ends up with a boy or a girl is random, with few medical exceptions. But I decided to check with an expert. I called Dr. Keith Blauer, a reproductive endocrinologist who specializes in gender-specific in vitro fertilization. He's studied gender determination.
We have found, when we have tested over 1,300 men that come to us for gender selection, that the percentage of X and Y bearing sperm is essentially 50-50. I would be very surprised if his sperm sample is not 50-50.
Then I got to wondering, what kind of odds would I get if I wanted to bet that Ben's second child, whenever it comes along, would be a girl? So I called Rob Gillespie, head of Bodog Sportsbook, with offices in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Costa Rica, to see what he thought.
I would say that somewhere around the 20 straight child mark, it would start to become unreasonable to expect that it's completely random.
The doctor says it's random. The bookie says it's not. Brooke Elkin isn't waiting on either of them for answers. She's already decided how to even up the gender odds in her family.
Okay, we're getting a girl dog.
And you can bet she's going to be a really girly dog, too. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates in Los Angeles.